Okay, welcome here, everybody. Most of you know me, I'm Karen Hart, and we've been coming here forever. So I've worked with clients at Deer Lodge Center in a day club for many years, and I used to run a non-denominational church program every month. And so when I heard there was a need, I looked back in my old notes, and this one's from 2017, so it's a little while ago. So this program will include some inspirations, some quotes, some prayers, some reflection questions. Feel free to speak out when I ask these questions, but note that this presentation is being recorded. So if you don't want to be heard on the recording, maybe save your comments for discussion with friends and family later. So sometimes the burdens of our day-to-day lives can seem especially heavy and hard to bear. It can be easy to feel sad and lose hope, especially in the winter months when the days are often gray and cold. During these times, it's important to remember that God is always nearby to fill our hearts with healing light and warmth. Our Bible, our history book, states that Jesus came to give us life and to give it to the full, and that's from John 10:10. When we have a relationship with Christ, we can focus on Him and trust that He can make all things right in His time. Sometimes things are hard and do not make sense, but God has a master plan, and He will work all things to the good for those who love the Lord. I pray that the light of Jesus will shine in your lives as we go through this program and until He comes again. There's a little song, and I'm just going to move over for a bit. All right, you guys sounded good. Okay, so I have a prayer by Reverend Bill McGinnis. You're welcome to close your eyes and listen, or you could read along if you like. So, on dreary days when the clouds block out the sun and all the world looks gloomy and forlorn, I pray the Lord will brighten up your heart and give you something wonderful to do. I pray the Lord will shine on you today. I pray He smiles on everything you do. I pray He enters strong into your mind and gives His perfect guidance all the day. I pray He grows in strength within your heart and leads your feelings down His perfect path. I pray that everything you do today will bring Him pleasure in His life with you. When things around you seem to be confused and nothing makes sense to you at all, I pray the Lord will clarify your mind and help you see the order that is there. As you are going through your life today, perhaps you'll have moments that are sad, or God forbid, your very life is sad. So if that happens, this is what I pray. I pray you get a cheerful word today, a word that lifts you from where you were and lets you know our Savior truly lives. So I have some reflections. So prayer is a powerful tool that can help us through the darkest of times. To sit quietly and pray enables God to help show us the way. So I'm going to ask some questions. Feel free to answer out if you want, but do remember this is being recorded, so yeah. Anyway, are there any prayers that are especially meaningful to you? Yeah, what... Oh, I thought you put your hand up. Yes, Wanda.
Stuff that you pick with someone, it pushes you what you can do.
Sometimes you pray for someone and?
What you do.
You could just pray for them. Yeah, and trust God to work in their lives. Pardon me? Yes, you prayed for God your whole life. Yes. All right. Does praying bring comfort? I see some heads nodding. Yes. And were there any prayers you were taught as a child that you still know today? What's that? Now I lay me down to sleep. If I shall die, I pray the Lord.
Bless mommy and daddy.
The Lord's Prayer, I bet you all still know that one. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Yeah. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. There's a few other ones. There's the doxology. Praise God from whom? Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Nice. Aw. Yeah. And then my son, rub-a-dub-dub, thank God for the grub. That. Anyway. Okay, the Bible says, reading from the Bible is another source of strength and inspiration. Here are some verses to read aloud and reflect upon. So there's John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. 1 John 1:5. This is a message that we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or the darkness. And Luke 1:78 and 79, in the heartfelt mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will visit us to shine on those sitting in darkness, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet to the way of peace. And Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So I have some more reflection questions. It says, do you believe God gives us light? And yes? Yes? And we give this light to others. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Do you have any examples or stories to share about giving or sharing God's light in your life? I'm looking for short. Is there any examples you want to share? And that was awesome. So when he gave you encouragement when times were trouble. Yeah, thanks.
Love and peace.
Love and peace. Yes. Anybody else?
Sometimes giving a smile and a hug to somebody that you won't know is true.
Sometimes a smile and a hug to someone you don't know who's hurt, or to someone who's hurting. Yes, for sure.
I find that I've seen it many times. God shows up right at the last possible second and scoops you up and saves you. That's when I got into Friends Housing, I had absolutely nothing left. I got in at the very last minute before the pandemic started.
Okay.
So that was my salvation.
Okay. So she was saying that when times are really tough and God scoops in just at the last minute and saves you. Yeah. And picks you up and carries you. That's a beautiful picture.
That's a big thing. Let me up and come back. And then, yeah, go have a picture. While I left before, and I have a picture to go to come back here, I'll come back.
Well, we're happy you're back, Wanda. Pardon me?
Mm-hmm.
So to walk and talk with God, yes, he always wants to hear from us and lift us up and help us. So thank you. Okay. Were any of the verses I read familiar to you? And do any of them have any special meaning to you? We're going to go to the next one. It says, are there any other verses from the Bible you'd like to share today? Are there any other verses you would like to share? All right. Yes.
Galatians 5:22.
Yeah.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Mm-hmm. Against such things there is no law.
Thank you. All right. Yes. Thank you. All right. Mm-hmm. Right. John 3:16. Thank you. Okay. I have some inspirational quotes. So hope from inspiration. The saying, it's always darkest before the dawn, is one that comes to mind when thinking about the importance of letting light into our lives and hope into our hearts. Here are some inspirational quotes to reflect on. So, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And that's from Martin Luther King Jr. Owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it. Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy, the experiences that make us the most vulnerable. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness, we will discover the infinite power of our light. And that's from Dr. Brené Brown. Here's another one. How far can a little candle throw its beams? So shines a good deed in a weary world. And that's from William Shakespeare from The Merchant of Venice. Happiness is always there. You just have to look for it. You just have to choose to see it. There is no point in dwelling in the dark and ignoring the light of the stars. And that's from Carrie Hope Fletcher. And there is sorrow and pain in everyone's life, but every now and then there's a ray of light that melts the loneliness in your heart and brings comfort like hot soup and a soft bed. And that's from Hubert Selby Jr. from, I can never say this word, Requiem, for a dream. And learn to light the candle of darkness in the moments of someone's life. It can be light that helps others see. It is what gives life its deepest significance. And that's from Roy T. Bennett, from The Light in the Heart. And I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I do this? Henceforth, I will look with love. I will love the sun, for it warms my bones. Yet I will love the rain, for it cleanses my spirit. I will love the light, for it shows me the way. Yet I will love the darkness, for it shows me the stars. I will welcome happiness as it enlarges my heart. Yet I will endure sadness, for it opens my spirit. And that's from Og Mandino. So I got some more questions. Of the inspirational quotes just read, is there one that has special meaning to you?
Love is a choice, which is not possible, right?
Yes. Love is a choice. Being happy is a choice. Ah. What are some of the words, and who are some of the people who have inspired you in the past? Who's inspired you?
Pastor Dave.
Pastor Dave. Oh, thanks, Wanda, and all of us. Okay. Have you had the opportunity to inspire others? Have you had the opportunity to inspire others? Yeah? Yeah. You try to, but it's not always received? Okay. I was watching some people play badminton last night at the family fun night with the children, and that was inspiring. You know, the kids were having such a good time, so good job. But, all right. There's another prayer by Reverend Bill McGinnis. Again, you could close your eyes while I read this, or you could read along. So some days are better than some other days. As humans, we all know this to be true. And one thing that will brighten up a day is lots of love from the people around. And so I pray that you today receive some extra love from those from whom you care, an extra kiss from someone's smiling face, an extra smile from someone whom you love. And as the day progresses to its close, I pray the Savior brings you something nice. I pray his peace comes over you today and covers you in his holy, sacred love, then sweeps you, tumbling, rolling down the stream into his river, gentle, wide, and pure. We will close with a familiar song about our little lights, but done differently. And you guys can sing along to that one as well. But before we do that, I have something important to share with you. So if you do not have a relationship with God, he wants you to draw near. He wants you to lean in and listen. And here's a simple prayer that could bring you into a closer relationship with Christ. So I'll ask you to close your eyes and pray along. Dear Father God, I know I have sinned. I believe Jesus died for me and rose again. I accept your gift of forgiveness and ask Jesus to be my Savior. You can open your eyes. So that's it. If you prayed that and believe it in your heart, then Jesus lives in you. Make sure to tell a friend or a loved one if you've prayed this today. So if you have accepted Christ and have not been walking that close, or your light has grown dim, now's the time to lean in, read your Bible, pray, and let his little light shine through your life. We have one last song here.